Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
One time, ladies and gentlemen, we are live and direct.
Hey, this is Wade.
And this is DJ CJ. We're the hosts of Discorder Radio.
Here in Vancouver. Vancouver.
Here our new take on the 30-year legacy of Discorder Magazine, your Vancouver Indie Music Monthly. Featuring hot local bands, live interviews, and good times.
Yeah!
Tune in every Tuesday from 5 to 6 for your weekly dose of what's happening in print, on stage, and live on the airwaves. It's Discorder Radio.
Discorder.
On CITR.
CITO.
CITR.
101.9 FM.
101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9, it's 5 o'clock. Well, it's 5 after 5, but it's time for Discorder Radio. Lots to cover on the show today, including the hype up to the brand new 2014 edition of Shindig, CITR's Battle of the Bands. This is last year's winner. They're called War Baby. This is the dance song. Let's get it going on Discorder Radio.
Let's take shots. Clap, clap, clap.
Great little drum solo there. Kirby Fisher from War Baby, along with John Red and Brock. War Baby was last year's Discorder. Oh, sorry, were they? Yes, they were. They're perpetually one of Discorder Radio favorite bands, but they were last year's Shindig victors. They took home the annual CITR Battle of the Bands Championship last December, beating out Zen Mystery Fog and Skinny Kids in the 30th anniversary edition of CITR's Battle of the Bands. Our 31st edition gets kicked off tonight at a brand new venue. In case you're joining us late, it is Discord Radio. Wade here along with DJ CJ.
My man, line. What a way to wake us up on an October Tuesday.
Way to wake you up. You were so sleepy through the whole prep of the pre-show.
Hey. Inside secrets.
Nice. He's back with a vengeance. We got Matt Muse and Elizabeth here as well. Hey, guys.
Yo.
How's it going?
Excellent. We're all gearing up for the brand new Shindig edition. Gets kicked off tonight. For the last couple of years, at least, since I've been in the mix at UBC, it's always started right around the middle of September. This year, they've pushed things back till middle of October. We're going to have 13 weeks of live music and then take a little break and then come back with the playoffs, so to speak, in the new year. So it's a kind of a new format. And if you're good, we're going to get a chance to chat with the father, the godfather the godfather of Shindig, Mr. Ben Lai, also of CITR Thunderbird Radio Hell fame. We're going to hopefully have a chat with him in about 5 minutes' time. But let's talk a little bit about the bands, because that's, of course, what this is all about at Shindig. It really has been a launch pad for a lot of bands, a real sort of career boost. The prizes that you can win includes like a spot in the Canadian music at 2015 Canadian Music Showcase. You get studio time. I mean, when Ben gets on, we can talk a little bit more about exactly what the prizes are. But it really is a great launch pad for bands to really launch their career. 27 bands in all are taking place. Here it is. Showcase at Canadian Music Week 2015 in Toronto. It also includes, the first prize, includes a 2-page feature in Discorder magazine. Yes. Including, they've got lots of band merch. You've got credit at the Hive printing, 2 hours of free labor from Backline Musician Services, and 2 full days of one-night recording, plus mastering of 5 songs at Rain City Recorders. Music industry consultations from Nimbus Recording, where CJ now calls his...
My home.
Your home.
Second home.
Well, yes. So lots of great stuff for the winner of Shindig. There's great prizes, too, for second and third place, but 27 bands in all. And tonight, do we want to discuss the bands? I'm getting some looks of I don't know, shoulders are shrugging, but that's okay because we don't have to know a lot about these bands, because this is what this is all. It's a showcase to bring to the public consciousness what these Vancouver, up-and-coming Vancouver bands are all about.
Let's talk a bit about the Vaporettos. I believe Liz here has a bit of knowledge about what the word itself means.
Oh, yes. So, fun fact, for any word buffs out there, a Vaporetto is the Italian term for the Venetian water taxis. Ah. So they take their name from that. And also a fun thing about the Vaporettos, we were talking a bit about this earlier, is they're actually technically Britpop, but they're Vancouver-based. They are a local band, but it's kind of like a psychedelic mod Britpop feel. So they're quite
whatever
a distinct
it is,
sound,
feels
whatever
good.
That is. Exactly.
And the Vaporettos are playing along tonight, playing along with Pale Red and Fundamentally Unsound. So those are your 3 bands that are playing tonight. Let's play a track off the Vaporettos Bandcamp right now. The Britpop feeling, sounding Vancouver band featuring Julian Grocott, Aaron Gray, and Benji Wilson. It's the Vaporettos, and this track is called Mrs. Starkey. Their Discorder Radio debut here on CITR 101.9. We'll be right back. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. Mrs. Starkey from the Vaporettos, who are making their Shindig. Well, I guess that, I mean, everyone's making their Shindig 2014 debut. It's the first night, but that was their Discord Radio debut. Vaporettos, one of three bands, along with Fundamentally Unsound and Pale Red, who are playing tonight as part of Shindig 2014. And joining us on the line, live from somewhere in the area, is the godfather of Shindig, Mr. Ben Lai.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hey, awesome. Good to hear you, man.
Yeah, good to hear you too.
Cool. Where are we talking to you from right now? I mean, where are you talking to us from?
I'm just at home right now.
Where's home?
By the PNE, Hastings Sunrise.
Okay.
They'll call it.
Okay.
They changed the name now, but I'm still calling it Hastings Sunrise.
Did you leave school early a little bit today to go home and prep for the big night ahead?
I got the day off, but I went to the Hindenburg this afternoon, actually.
Ah.
To check it out and got some photos done, yeah.
So this is a brand new venue. It's been, okay, let's go back a little further, too.
Have you
been doing this for, it was a debate, is it 13 years you've been doing this for?
Yeah, something like that, 2001, so it's like 13 or 12, I don't know how to... who's counting, right?
I guess we were counting. Shame on us.
Ben, I got to count it because I'm making a joke.
Fair enough. Yeah, it's I think 13, maybe 14. Yeah.
Okay, and has it always been under your reign at the Railway Club?
No, it's been at the Railway for quite a while, even in the 80s. That was before my time. Bryce Dunn hosted it for 4 years before I did. And then there's a huge cast of people that sort of did it on and off for a year or two. I think the old station manager, Linda, did it for a little bit. And Garnet Harry would have done it, who used to later on move on to CBC Radio and such. So,
it's making stars all over the place.
I'm by far the longest host, I guess.
Nice.
Yeah.
But it's been the Railway in the entire time that you've been doing it, correct?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So we've got to move to a brand new venue tonight and for the 2014 edition. Can you tell us a bit about the evolution of the new venue and what we can expect?
It's a really nice venue. The Railway has been really good to us for, you know, for how many, 20 years or whatever it is. But sometimes, change is good, and we're looking for a change. And we've been to this new place called Hindenburg. It used to be, back in the 80s, was a venue. It just recently got taken over by some really nice people, and they're trying to make this into a music venue. And, so it's a huge. I think it's really good sight lines. It got really good sound. It's big, but it's sectioned off really nicely. So if it's kind of like the Railway. People seem to really like the Railway in the sense that there's like a front area and there's a back area if you don't really if you want to chill in the back and chat. So it sort of has that feel to it as well, except it's a lot bigger. There's a back room. There's free pool. It's going to be cheaper than ever. The cover is going to be cheaper, and the drinks are going to be cheaper than
really?
Used to have at the Railway. So
are the jokes going to be cheaper than ever too?
Well, you know, it seems to be getting worse every year. So
you haven't been practicing all summer with a whole new arsenal of penis jokes?
Oh God, I haven't, but other people might have.
Let's hope so. I guess tonight would be probably the night where you'd see the best onslaught of new jokes because they would have had 9 months to save up for them.
Been saving it. Yeah, hopefully we'll see. Yeah, I hope so.
Go ahead.
Yeah, jokes every year is always really fun. Yeah, usually, in case you listen, you don't know, it's where people come on stage, you tell a joke, and if it's funny, they get a free beer. We'll see how it goes. It seems to be it's hard to tell, because sometimes we have really big crowds, good crowds, and then the jokes are all terrible, and then we have some nights where, you know, you think everyone's really quiet, and it's raining, and it's only not that many people, and then the jokes are fantastic, so... We'll see what happens.
In other words, we'll have to come on down to check it out.
Yeah, go check it out.
Yeah. Now, after 13 years of doing this, is there like maybe one moment that stands out as one of your favorite moments, either seeing a band, accept like the winning band having a great moment or an incredible performance? Can you think back to, out of all your years of doing Shindig, there was a real standout moment for you?
Well, there's so many. That's tough. Like, I mean, the first one is always interesting for me because it's my first one, and it's right on, you know, I always said it's right on like 9/11, and the band that won, it was called 3 Inches of Blood. So, and then they went on to become a huge pretty big band in their own right. A couple of years ago, we had some of the fun, like fun bands, Classic Rick. I don't know if you remember them. They were sort of a novelty band, let's just say. So they won the first round so they play themselves as rockers from Detroit or whatever it is, just from Vancouver maybe, but they played a stadium, a rock show. Every song they try to be very stadium rocky.
Okay.
They won the first round, and then the second round they played in the semis, and the shtick was that unfortunately Classic Rick died in an accident during a big show at the Gorge. So Classical Richard, which is like a long lost cousin or whatever, is filling in for him spiritually. So they sort of did quasi, you know, classical music. They all got the velvet suits and the fluffy neck thing going on.
Bizarre.
Yeah, and then they did that for like a song, and then halfway through the second song, they kind of ripped the clothes off. So they're like, I tricked you. We're actually Classic Rick, and then they went back to the old rock and roll. So
awesome.
It was an interesting production, and it's very tight-ish, and they. A lot of people, like the joke band or not, but it was a really funny. I wasn't expecting such a production, anyways.
Nice, nice. Yeah. Who are some of the biggest names, I guess, to emerge? Nobodies that came into Shindig and now are doing something in the music industry.
Well, the bands that won. You still a lot of them still around, but they're not, you know, doing fantastic. But not like huge record deals or anything. I mean, there's 3 Inches of Blood. There is, like, you know, some of the biggest bands have only made it to the semis, like Japandroids and the Pack and
nice.
AD, which, you know, and then the Oregon did pretty well for themselves. Back in the days, there was a band called T-Shirt Horses, don't they? They end up second place, and they got signed to Kill Rock Stars and tour a whole bunch. So
it almost sounds like it's better not to win. It sounds like there's been more success with the bands that have come in second or third place.
I think it just comes down to there's so many bands, right? It's like 27 bands, and music is such a hard business. There's a lot of bands that are still around. Chromatic's still doing, you know, still playing, and they've won like 4 or 5 years ago. Play a show a couple of hours ago, and War Baby seem to be doing pretty well for themselves, who won last year.
Yeah.
So it's hard to say, Like Vancouver won like 10 years ago, and they got signed to Mint, and still, on a hiatus now, but yeah, I don't know. There's like a curse of being first, which a lot of people seem to talk about, but it just, when you compare one band that wins each year versus 26 that didn't, the odds are maybe against the one that win, even though they have all the nice prizes and such.
Yeah, that's a good point. Good point. Yeah. Well, tonight we've got the Vaporettos, who we just played earlier, along with Pale Red and Fundamentally Unsound. Have you heard much of these guys before, and what can you tell us what to expect tonight from these guys?
No, just I think I saw Pale Red once, opening for another band. But the rest, all the songs I just heard through the demo they submitted. So I am as curious as you are as to what they sound like. This year is very interesting, yeah, because this year of the 27 bands is really maybe 2 or 3 that I've actually really heard a scene. So whereas sometimes in the past you got at least, you know, half dozen or a dozen of them where I've seen them play or they've been around for a little bit. So super interesting. Yeah.
So in other words, most of these bands are fundamentally unsound
yeah.
by the public.
Yeah.
Okay. Terrible segue, but we're gonna play a song from that band right now. This track is called The Bigger the People, from the Fundamentally Unsound. Ben, thanks so much for joining us. Looking forward to tonight. And any final thoughts? Anyone who's like on the fence about coming, any final words about why they should get their asses down to the Hindenburg?
Well, it's a good way to check out the new venue. This is a good place to check out the venue. There's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to make it pretty hassle-free for you to come down. And I think if you're a CITR member, you get in for $2.
Hey,
you
nice.
Know, that's like $2. That's nothing, right?
Excellent. There you go.
Yeah.
Good incentive for the CITR community. As if we need it anymore. It's going to be a great night at the Hindenburg. Thanks so much, Ben Lai. Here is the Fundamentally Unsound making their Discord radio debut. Check them out live on stage tonight at the Hindenburg as part of Shindig 2014. Sorry. And here we go. Fundamentally Unsound. The bigger the people on Discord radio. CITR 101.9. We'll be right back.
I'm Graham.
Hey, I'm Alex.
I'm Will.
I'm Alexa.
I'm Daniel.
And I'm Rob.
And we're Good for Grapes. You're listening to Discorder Radio
on CITR 101.9.
Woo! Ow! Yeah! Ow! Ow! Oh, yeah.
Callous Ow! 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 All my sins are bound to me.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
The Shilohs with Palm Readers on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. We are back on Discorder Radio. Palm Readers from the Shilohs, from their self-titled album from Light Organ Records. Shilohs having a nice little run with that album. It was number 3 on the CITR charts to start the month, according to our Discorder CITR top 50, actually, if you look on page number 6 of your October issue of a Discorder magazine. Shilohs were scheduled to play tonight along with the Denver indie pop surf rock duo known as Tennis, the husband-wife duo, who, we got them in the background here. Yeah. Here, well, let's play a little Tennis for you right now. They're not playing tonight, but we'll give you a little sample of Tennis. This is Marathon off their Cape Dory album. That's Discorder Radio. Sorry, that's Tennis. This is Discorder Radio. I'm getting all discombobulated here. We're just going to play a little sample, and all of a sudden, kind of started bobbing our head in the studio. We're like, it's only 2 minutes and 40 seconds. Let's just play the song. That was Marathon from the Denver duo Tennis. That is Elena Moore and Patrick Riley, who unfortunately, one of them, CJ's going to correct me again. I can feel it.
Aren't they from Austin?
No. They are from Denver, Colorado. Definitely. Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. But maybe they broke out at South by Southwest in Austin. That's possible. Another interesting story about Tennis is they were living in a sailboat for like 9 months and recorded their entire album, just the two of them. They sailed the entire eastern seaboard of the USA on the sailboat and recorded their whole album. That song, Marathon, is from the album Cape Dory, which came out, I believe, in 2009. They have a brand new album out now called Ritual and Repeats, and they were all set to bring that album to the Fortune Sound Club tonight with the Shilohs, along with a band from Portland called Pure Bathing Culture. But unfortunately, an illness in one of the bands, or one of the crews, not much info has been disclosed, but the show has been canceled. Wah, wah, wah. Which is not a good thing for Tennis fans, but it's a good thing for those Shindig fans, because my FOMO was going off the charts once again. I'm like, what am I going to do? There's so much good music in town tonight. Luckily, the Hindenburg and Fortune are close, but now I can just focus my attentions on the Hindenburg, which, by the way, we didn't mention earlier, is at 23 Cordova between Corral and Abbott. That is the location of the Shindig kickoff event tonight and for the next 13 weeks. Shindig, of course, CITR's annual Battle of the Bands, and we're very proud to bring it to you. And, of course, a big part of that is Discorder Magazine. We are the audio baby of Discorder Magazine. But let's talk a bit about what's in this October issue of Discorder Magazine. Our Discorder Magazine correspondent extraordinaire, Elizabeth, is with us. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. How was New York City?
It was really wonderful. I'm sad that I couldn't be here with you last week, though, but it was fun.
Well, it's good to have you back, and maybe we'll even get a chance to talk about New York a little bit later in the show.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Seeds are being planted.
Oh, my.
Yes.
All right. I'll prepare myself.
But let's bring it back to Vancouver and Discorder magazine and some of the exciting things that are happening in the magazine this month.
Well, I was going to talk a bit about Johnny DeCourcy, who I'm sure many listeners are familiar with.
So hot right now.
He is so hot right now. He is not only featured in Discorder this month, but is also on the cover of Beetroot. Yes. So if you're picking up either of those publications.
Well, you may not recognize him in Beetroot because he's dressed like a woman.
Well, the thing is actually, though, if you Google him, most of the pictures you get are of him dressed as a woman. He does a lot of like gender and costume play and apparently loves theater and musicals specifically, as is mentioned in Discorder. He's also, fun fact, working on a 4-part musical, which he's planning to play at the Lido, I think, over 4 weeks, wow, sometime soonish. So if you're a Johnny DeCourcy fan or just want to see something that's probably going to be quite a cool, unique Vancouver thing,
sounds
keep an eye out
Eddie
for that.
Izzard.
Mm-hmm. It does. It sounds super Eddie Izzard. And most of his pictures, actually, he is very, it's mixing it up a bit gender representation-wise, which is always fun.
Good on him.
Mm-hmm. So he is releasing his new album, Alien Lake, on the 28th of November. Has a couple singles out. This was recorded in 8 days in a studio in Kelowna.
The entire album?
The whole thing. Most of it, almost all of it, was done live and just once. And they just like went through in those 8 days and there it is. But and Johnny DeCourcy is actually playing at the Electric Owl this Friday.
Mm.
And the tour he's doing for this album is all on his own. So he recorded the album with his band and, you know, he has a regular standard band, but he's doing all the shows on his own because he wants to explore what it's like to have a different effect than on the album and throw something totally different at his crowd.
Interesting. So any openers? Are there opening acts or is... We're going to find this out.
You know what? We're going to find that out.
Yeah. The band he normally plays with is known as the Death Rangers, by the way. I've seen Johnny DeCourcy play a few times. Record Store Day, he was just awesome at Neptune Records there. But yeah, just an incredibly talented individual. And even though he hasn't really broken onto the national scene yet, I think we all know this guy is destined for great things. Well, we could... While you're researching this, we could just throw on a Johnny DeCourcy track. This is more you want to decipher from the magazine, Liz.
Yes. Why don't we? This is... What is this one?
I believe this one's called I Can't Be That Man.
This is Southern Plain.
Ah.
By Johnny DeCourcy from his new album, Alien Lake.
Explain. Laughing out loud is a way to be cool.
back in Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. Southern Plain was the name of that track from Johnny DeCourcy, whose new album Alien Lake comes out next month. He's playing in Vancouver on Friday nights. He's playing on stage on his own, but our research was fruitful. Liz, I'll let you share what we found out during the break about who he's playing with. Who he's opening for.
Well, he's actually opening for The Preachers, which is an Australian group who I believe...
Are from Australia.
From Sydney, Australia, in fact.
No worries, guys. G'day.
They are a rock band from Australia. So, yes, he will be opening for them if you're checking that one out. So you won't maybe get quite as much Johnny DeCourcy as you might want, but... I'm sure there'll be more of that once the album actually comes out. And it does say at the end of the article in the Discorder, keep your ears peeled for the album release party. That's going to be happening sometime in November, and I'm sure will be a big, crazy time, knowing Johnny DeCourcy's style, probably completely nuts and lots of fun.
Yes. So, just like this show.
Exactly.
I'm going to try to go to that one on Friday, too. It sounds like a good time at the Owl. Okay, so speaking of other shows and excitement and fun happening this weekend, Matt Muse, let's give you a microphone there. Been waiting patiently in the wings.
Yeah, sure.
Poor Matt, everyone got to hear the Ben Lye interview with Matt. We didn't have headphones for him, so he's kind of sitting there looking a bit bored. So I'm glad we can get in on the action today there, buddy.
All right, well, yeah, so there's a pretty cool show happening this weekend on Saturday, which is October 25th, down at the Emerald. So if you are a regular listener of Discorder Radio, you'll know a couple weeks ago we played a tune by a band called No Sinner.
Yes.
It's kind of like a bluesy, rocky type thing with some amazing vocals from Colleen Renison.
Yes. No Sinner, no stranger to CITR. They headlined our CITR stage at last year's Catalano Fest.
Right.
And they're almost like a bit of a Vancouver supergroup. I guess you could say. It features Eric Campbell on guitar and Ian Brown on drums. Ian Brown used to be the drummer in the Matthew Good Band, actually.
Oh, wow.
And the vocalist is the aforementioned sultry-sounding Colleen Renison, whose voice sounds like she's been doing her thing for 30 or 40 years, but she's only about 27 years old.
25, according to this press release, actually.
No, 26, according to Wikipedia.
Maybe this is an old press release. Anyway, Colleen Renison, the band, of course, No Sinner comes from her name, Renison. It's Renison spelled backwards.
Yeah.
And she's got a solo album coming out that actually sounds really cool, because what she's done is taken a bunch of classic Canadian songwriter hits, but songs from some classic Canadian songwriters like... Leonard Cohen and Neil Young and Joni Mitchell, and she's done covers of all of them. But from what I've heard, they're not like straight covers. She definitely adds her own spin to them. So that's her solo project. So she's playing a show this Saturday with Carrie McClelland, who is also in a well-known Vancouver group, the Sojourners.
Yes.
Who are fresh off a win at the Western Music Awards.
So fresh.
Yeah. And they're
the
also
scent, the new award scent is still following them around.
Yeah, and they're also up for a Juno for best blues album, I believe it is, the Juno. And the Western was for best spiritual album.
Spiritual album of the year.
Yeah, they do kind of like an old school gospel soul kind of thing, like fairly sparse instrumentation and a lot of old like gospel classics.
Yeah.
And so I guess he's not their front man because they don't really have a front man. But, Carrie McClelland is playing along with Colleen Renison at the Emerald on Saturday. And I guess, are we going to play
We're going to play Colleen, but I thought we just because of their award and their association with Vancouver, let's just a little sample. And unlike tennis, we're not getting carried away. We're going to just play a little sample of the Sojourners in the background here. Carrie McClelland's band, if we can get that up. Okay, there you go. Yeah. Very bluesy.
Yeah, for sure. And yeah, I think like these two would be a pretty good 1-2 combo. Well, they definitely complement each other stylistically.
Definitely. And if you want to check out that combo, it's at the Emerald on Saturday night. The Emerald is in Chinatown at 333 Gore, I believe. Gore and Kiefer is,
sounds about right.
Is the location. Colleen Renison and Carrie McClellan.
So yeah, the Colleen Renison track I wanted to play. Yeah, it's from her solo. It's the title track from her solo album called "See the Sky About to Rain," which is a Neil Young original. And if you look outside, I mean, we can't see directly outside from the studio here, but when we made our way in, it was definitely the sky was definitely about to rain, and it probably is now. So yeah,
seems fitting.
Here's a nice rain jam for your rainy Tuesday.
It's Colleen Renison on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. We're back in Discord Radio. Colleen Renison with "See the Sky About to Rain," the Neil Young cover. Colleen Renison and Carrie McClellan playing a little 1-2 blues show at the Emerald this Saturday night. Lots of great music in town. Tonight, another show happening, by the way. We were going to try to play some of this music, but we're not going to get a chance to. But I'd like to give a quick shout out to my buddy, Eric Pasarchuk. Happy birthday, Eric. Him and a whole crew of people are going to check out Odessa playing, bringing their brand of chill wave up from Seattle, playing at Venue tonight. Should be a good show. And yeah, of course, Shindig is happening tonight. We're very excited about that at the Hindenburg, 23 Cordova, Cordova and Corral. We're all going to be there. You should come as well. A great way to open your mind to some brand new up-and-coming Vancouver music. Who knows? The next big thing could be discovered tonight. And yeah, before we sign off, we wanted to acknowledge this little theme we have going. We started it last week. We're going to continue it through all right up until Halloween. Because this next Friday is, of course, Halloween. Ooh. We have no spooky Halloween sounds. So this is me like doing the Halloween sound effect.
We're not a morning show on like you
all
know,
right.
Some terrible.
Thank you. Reel me in, Matt. Okay. Anyways, instead of a spooky Halloween theme, it's going to be actually a kick-ass punk rock Halloween theme at the Cobalt next Friday night. We got a bunch of bands, local bands that are playing as legends. Last week we talked about the band Actors, who will be performing as The Clash, and we got to play a little bit of Actors in The Clash. And this week, before we end the show, we're very proud to say Sunshine will be part of that bill, of course. Trevor Risk and Sunshine, you know, Elizabeth's grade school crush, Trevor Risk, and his band will grace the stage. Last year they graced the stage as the Smashing Pumpkins. On Halloween this year, they'll be gracing the stage as, well, maybe we'll just save it and play some Sunshine, and then right afterwards, we'll play the band that they are going as. So that's it for the Discord of this week. Coming up next, we have Check Your Head. I better check my head. Flex Your Head with Mike. Thanks again for everybody part of the show, Matt, Elizabeth, and CJ. And here we go. This is Sunshine to close off the show today. The Star Spangled Rammer on Discorder Radio. That was Sunshine, and this is who they're covering next Friday night as part of the Halloween tribute at the Cobalt. It's Blondie. One way or another. One way or another, get your tickets for next Friday's Halloween show. And thanks for listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9.
I'll meet ya.